Hello and welcome to day 7, the final day of the course Step Into Your Power with Confidence and Joy. What a journey we've been through so far. So we started with manifestation, there's been time for healing, rewiring your mindset, retrieving your inner treasures, connecting with the real you and unlocking guidance from your higher self. Wow. Today, to wrap up this course, is going to be a very practical lesson today. Actually, it's going to be all about taking action. I believe that it is only by taking an active role in your healing and personal growth journey that you can really achieve deep transformation. And what I mean by this is that it doesn't matter how many manifestation techniques you use to visualize your dream business, you still need to go out there and do the work to get clients. It doesn't matter how many times you work on your confidence if you don't go out of your comfort zone and try something new and test this. You can do a healing meditation every now and then. You can go to a healer. But if you don't go deep and work on the main stories, and I mean the deep inner work, you're not going to get very far. To change your life, you need to reclaim your power, truly reclaim your power. And to reclaim your power means taking responsibility. And taking responsibility means that you create your life every day, for good and bad. You create your life every day with every thought, with every action, with every decision you make. So I would like to invite you to reflect on all the previous lessons and come up with an action plan to bring your vision, the one you created on day one, the life map, your vision, to bring it into reality. An action plan that will support bringing that vision into reality. Choose one action a day. Start with baby steps. Look for the big wins. What is the one thing that you can start doing today that will bring such an impact on how you start the day, on how you end the day before going to bed? What will have a big impact in your mindset? What action do you need to take to build your career into reality? To be in your new relationship? Identify your priorities and work on that first. I know it can be a bit overwhelming and you might be thinking, well, there's a lot to do here. Find your priorities and start working on that step by step. So for example, you may be at a point where you need to do more inner work. Great, then revisit day 2. Every now and then, do the healing meditation, you know, work on different parts of yourself, do more work with your inner child. Maybe your focus is on loving and accepting yourself, and that is something, a practice that you can add to your daily routine. Maybe you feel like you've done a lot of healing already, and right now what you need to focus on is on getting more guidance from your higher self so you can really connect with your purpose and follow your path and bring that into reality. Great. Then go back to day 6 and revisit that meditation to strengthen your connection with your higher self, to get familiar with it, so it's easier to get guidance anytime you need it. For me, when people ask me the one thing that I think has the biggest impact, that will be practicing gratitude every single day. As a lifestyle, make it your mantra, make it your mindset, your way of living, not something that you do every now and then when you do a guided meditation. Practice gratitude every single moment of your life. Feel gratitude for what you have and for what you don't have yet. Believe you have it already. Feel grateful for it already. Feel the emotions associated with your dream life. Gratitude is one of the highest frequency emotions and will shift your mood instantly. Trust me, try this. Plus, it will help you create your reality. Because when you are thankful and grateful for something, even if it's not part of your reality yet, when you can feel grateful for it, you're sending the signal out that you have it already, that it's happened already, and then you're becoming resonance with it. So even the tough days, you know, the days when you feel a bit low and it's really difficult to be grateful when so many things are not working, those are the days when you have to try harder and do it. It's even more important that you do it. So I know that there are many actions that you might come up with. This is just my suggestion, like the one thing that I can recommend. If I could suggest you to do one thing, this would be the one. But obviously, you've been through this course, you have a lot of knowledge, you have had lots of insights from different parts of yourselves, even from your higher self. So just revisit that and get practical and create a plan that will support that, that will help you bring that dream life into reality. You visualized it in day one. If you can visualize it, it's there. It exists as a potential already. If you can visualize it, it can happen. It's there. It exists. It's there in the field of white light that we have connected in some of our meditations and journeys. It's there. It exists. Now, the difference between that potential staying a potential or becoming a reality is how committed you are to bringing it into reality. And for that, the most important thing is to take action. And again, look for the big wins. You know, simple actions you can take that will make the biggest impact. Start prioritizing different areas. Don't try to change everything at once. And always, always, always a must is to do a gratitude practice every day. Okay, my loves, so I really hope you enjoyed this course. If you liked it, please give it a review. Follow my profile for more content, for guided meditations and for live sessions. And I also created a group to share insights where you can ask questions. So feel free to come to my profile and join that group and let me know how you're getting on with it. Okay, my loves, thank you if you made it so far. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for being here and sending love and light to you all. Take care.